Welcome to our service for the second Sunday of Easter, what is sometimes called Low Sunday. I've wasted a certain amount of time trying to convince my Welsh rugby friends that Swing Low, Sweet Chariot is one of the great Christian songs. In the African-American tradition out of which the song comes, there was a hard-earned knowledge of how low life could take you. Other songs from that tradition carry the same message. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Deep river, my home is over Jordan. My God is so high you can't get over him. He's so low you can't get under him. I'm reminded, too, of some wonderful words of Betsy ten Boom, a Dutch Christian who was imprisoned in Ravensbrück concentration camp because her family ran an escape line for Jews in Holland. She died there, but she said to her sister, "Always remember, there is no pit so deep that he is not deeper still." Our first hymn is "Guide Me, O Thou Great Redeemer." Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. Let us confess our sins to Almighty God. Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and have failed to do what we ought to have done. We are sorry and truly repent For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that is past, and lead us in his way to walk as children of light. Almighty God, have mercy upon us. Pardon and deliver us from all our sins. Confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and keep us in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Collect for the Second Sunday of Easter. Almighty Father, you have given your only Son to die for our sins and to rise again for our justification. Grant us so to put away the leaven of malice and wickedness, that we may always serve you in pureness of living and truth, through the merits of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen. The Gospel reading today is John chapter 20, verses 19 to 29. When it was evening on the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained."
But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe."
Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name.
Still.
his place. He comes to cleanse and heal, to minister his grace. No work too hard for him. In faith receive from him. Be still, for the power of the Lord is moving in this place.
May the words that I speak and the meditations of all our hearts be now and ever acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Our Bible reading today covers two Sunday evenings. The second is the more famous of the two, the story of doubting Thomas. But on the first Sunday evening, the evening of the day when Jesus was raised from the dead, Thomas was not there. On that first Sunday, we find the disciples in lockdown. The doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews. Probably there were the 10 remaining apostles and a few other disciples like Mary Magdalene. They knew by now that the tomb was empty, and they had Mary's testimony that she had seen the Lord alive. But they had no idea what it meant. How could they? And of course, they had no idea what to do next. Jesus had brought them to Jerusalem for the Passover. But now the festival was over. Everyone else was going home. Where should they go? Should Peter and Andrew, James and John, go back to Galilee, take up their nets and go back to fishing? At least they had boats to go back to. Disciples like Mary Magdalene and Levi the tax collector had burned theirs when Jesus had rescued them from their old lives and called them to follow him. What should they do now? We know what they did next, actually. They changed the world. From that little group of men and women, fearful behind their locked doors, there arose a movement whose numbers today are in millions, on every continent and probably in every nation around the world. That first Easter Sunday is the beginning of the miracle of the Christian Church. It really begins when Jesus appears among them. "Peace be with you," he says. It's a polite greeting. It might sound like just a polite greeting to you and me. But these were the men who had watched in terror when Jesus said, "Peace, be still," to the wind and waves on Lake Galilee. It is that same peace that he commands in their hearts now. And in his presence, their fear departs. It would be difficult to say that from this moment on, they were never afraid again, but what is certain is that their fear never stopped them. It would turn out that the whole might of the Roman Empire was powerless against their courage and their message. Then Jesus showed them his hands and side. In the decades that followed, they never forgot that they preached a crucified Messiah. It is entirely possible to imagine a Christianity which is all about the resurrection, a faith in which it doesn't matter how Jesus died, what really matters is the miracle that he has been raised from the dead. After all, the Romans crucified thousands of people. Only one of them was raised from the dead. But that was never an option. They never forgot that the peace which would now never leave them had been made possible by the sacrifice of the cross. It was a sacrifice offered for the sins of the whole world, and they went to tell the whole world about it. As the Father has sent me, says Jesus, so I send you. It was 50 days before their presence exploded again into the consciousness of Jerusalem. The authorities, of course, thought that with the crucifixion of Jesus, the movement had been crushed. On the day of Pentecost, they found that it had not. And somehow there was an even greater power about it because of the presence of the Holy Spirit made manifest in the disciples' preaching. Receive the Holy Spirit, says Jesus to them in the upper room. And the presence with them of the Holy Spirit would somehow be like having Jesus to lead them again. Their trust in the Spirit was extraordinary. They went where they believed the Spirit led them to go, and spoke as they believed the Spirit directed them to speak. Above all, they spoke to whomever the Spirit directed them to speak. Under the guidance and power of the Spirit, they were somehow given a language with which to address the world. This little group of locked-down Galileans became the movement that is to this day one of people from every tribe and language, every nation and race. Whatever language they preached in, and wherever they preached, their message was in one way what it had always been. Ever since those first days when Jesus sent them out, travelling light, two by two, into the villages of Galilee and Judea to tell the people the good news, the message of God's forgiveness and love. If you forgive the sins of any, says Jesus, they are forgiven. The heart of the Christian gospel remains the forgiveness of sin. They had seen Jesus, day after day, touching and forgiving people who were usually despised, touching them with these same hands that now they saw pierced and bleeding. Indeed, some of them in the upper room, certainly Levi and Mary Magdalene, if she was there, they were themselves the despised people whom Jesus had shown the loving and forgiving heart of God, whom he had shown that there is indeed no pit that God is not deeper still, no pit that we can dig for ourselves, no pit that others can consign us to in contempt, no pit of any kind so deep, but the love of God cannot reach us there. Amen.
Let it flow.
As our Saviour Christ has taught us, and in the language of our choice, we are bold to say, En tad, ad honaitin in nevoi, sanctedia de enu, de lebde de fnas, in elo deo echlis,
negis in ene vechli av zei ad hen, dod oni hezi o en badabain of yol, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray. An opening prayer. Into your presence we come, God of grace and peace, who was and is and ever shall be, the Eternal One. Into fellowship we come, bound together in the love that died and rose again for us, our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, we pray for our world this morning, a world stricken by the coronavirus. We pray that the leaders of all the nations will work together to get through this, and that when it dies down, we pray that our leaders will have a great deal less arrogance and insulation toward each other, and realise how much each nation depends on others in this global village in which we live. We pray for a sense of humility and cooperation in our world leaders. Lord, we give thanks for our health service and all the doctors and nurses and all support staff on the front line fighting this disease. We pray also for those who had retired from the health service, who volunteered to return to the fray. We ask for all our national health staff protection from the virus and the presence of your Holy Spirit to give them strength to work the long hours. Their dedication and selflessness is inspiring to us all. We pray for all carers working in care homes, whose patients are some of the most vulnerable to infection. We give thanks for all who are working so hard to find a vaccine for this virus. We pray that this will be a cooperative effort and not a competition, and that all research will be used for the benefit of all. We pray for those who are mourning the loss of a loved one. Many have died, and it is easy to become overcome by the daily statistics of the number of deaths. Each person who has died has left behind family and friends, and the loss is made much greater when family members cannot be with their loved ones as their lives on this earth draw to a close. We pray for all families that they may find peace, the peace that only you can give. We give thanks here in Newquay and Cross Inn for the shops delivering food to those who cannot get out. We also give thanks for our lifeboat crew distributing prescriptions and food. We give thanks for the beautiful spring we've been enjoying. Spring is a season of hope, a season of renewal. This is a troubled time in which we live, but the spring will be followed by summer, by autumn and winter, and then to spring again, an eternal cycle created by you, Lord. A closing prayer. We need peace and quiet, Lord, to help us on our way. We need to find serenity to calm a troubled day. We all need help and comfort, a beacon in the night, the gift of love and friendship, an ever-guiding light. So, Lord, thank you for being there, whatever comes our way, for all the love that never dies, and thank you for today. Amen.
Desire.
as you know, we are including in these services a surprise item each time. I thought I'd do one today about bank holidays. It was hard on Easter Monday, wasn't it? Beautiful bank holiday weather, just right for a trip to the seaside. Made me think of my Nan's Derby and Joan Club. They used to do one outing every year in the summer. Nan lived in Smethwick, which is just this side of Birmingham. Religiously, the Derby and Joan Club went one year to Rhyl and the next to Weston-super-Mare. They knew how to live. It felt especially hard to be stuck in the house on Bank Holiday Monday. So I thought I'd sing you a song which somehow shows that the great British tradition of the day trip to the seaside doesn't always live up to those colourful railway posters of our memory.
You'll notice some wearing an Eton boys at our damn that famous school, and yet it's an ain't that true, and part of it's nothing to. I only bought it to go on the school treat. I wanted to swank, as they say. We went to Hastings and very nice too, but we only went there for the day. I asked some old chap where the beer was. He stuttered, here's how he began. Yet turn to take the first turn to turn in, then go straight as you can. Then bend to your left, and the thing your best way is to go. I said, that'll do, thank you, I've only come down for the day. Lie, 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 lie. Stared at my Eton boys as if to say he's well to do. Just said some saucy young pub, says look at his saucer and cup. Talk about beggars, they all tried to touch me, but I cast them all on one side. But then an old leg on one leg and on grudges came hobbling up to me and cried, you've got a kind face, me young fella. So I opened old man, you'll excuse. I lost me left leg in an accident, mate, and the leg ain't a nice thing to lose. You're lucky, old son, you ain't lost any legs. I've lost one, I'm sorry to say. I said, well, I'd help you to find it, old son, but I'd only come down for the day. La 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 la. I sat on a bench all alone, a party of lunatics passed. From some asylum they'd be, and one girl looked on at me. Slipping away unobserved by a keeper, she came and said, hello, my sweet. This barmy girl, she chucked me under the chin, and so I chucked her under the seat. She said, this is our wedding morning. Together we'll be man and wife. We'll love one another forever and ever and settle in Hastings for life. We'll have just two children to start with, I think, a boy and a girl, what do you say? I said, well, I think, miss, you're asking too much, miss. I've only come down for the day. Lie, 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 lie.
May the peace of the Lord Christ go with you wherever he may send you.
May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm.
May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you.
May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors.
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, and work in you always that which is well-pleasing in his sight. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, rest upon you and remain with you always. Amen.